Okay, if we could start again now, Mrs. Would you tell me if a city person came to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
Town dude.
Okay. Now, if a country person went to town, what might the city people call him behind his back?
A country dude.
Or?
Country.
In your mother's time, say, if a country person went to the city, what would the city people say?
Now, I'm the old country gal in town.
Or what else? Anything else? How do you normally refer to a member of your own race?
Not my own race.
How do you normally refer to another person whose skin is the same color as yours? Mm-hmm. Suppose that I say, I'm a white person, and you would say, I am.
Okay.
Is that how you would normally say it if you had to? You and I both know that there are some words that people might use to refer to members of your race that you would not like to hear, some of them that aren't nice. Would you tell me one or two that you wouldn't like to be called?
I wouldn't like to be called a nigger. I wouldn't like to be called black. If they didn't know my name, I'd rather for them to say colored people.
How do you personally refer to a person like me, whose skin is white?
I say white people.
Suppose you were angry with a member of my race and wanted to call the person something insulting. You know, you really wanted to be ugly. What would you say?
Oh, I wouldn't say nothing ugly. Not no white people, but I know we're raised like that.
Okay.
If I call them anything, they wouldn't know it. I wouldn't ever tell them.
You would never tell them what you wouldn't see. That's why it's hard, because I'm being white. You know, you don't want to say it because I'm here.
But I don't want to say it if you hear. My mama didn't teach me to say all them bad things. She beat me the other day if I say things like that.
Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked a real lot, and his son broke it. You might say the man got
another one.
Uh huh. But what would happen? He was so, you know, he really liked it, and he comes home and he looks at the boy, and there it's broken, and he got really...
Oh, he'd bless him eye out.
Okay, that's what I want. Would you say that again?
He would bless him eye out.
Suppose you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you'd say,
I'm really tired.
Suppose that the boy was at school, and the nurse sent him home early because the nurse, you know, at school sent him home early because he what at school?
He was sleeping tired.
No, you know, how would you say if he, you know, he was feeling poorly, what would you say? The nurse sent him home because
he was feeling bad.
Uh-huh. But see if you can use the word sick, you know, because
he was sick.
Uh-huh. Now, fill it into the middle of my sentence. The school nurse sent the little boy home early because he
was sick.
At school?
At school.
If a person has a sick feeling down here, you would say he feels sick where?
Stomach. Uh-huh. Stomach ache.
Okay, would you say the whole sentence?
He had stomach ache.
Okay. He feels sick
in the stomach.
Okay, that what I'm interested in is what you say before
stomach ache.
But the two words that you used, the before the stomach, what were they? He feels sick
in the stomach.
Right, thank you.